and Aunt Rhesus, we're all outside and we're looking up at the sky. It sounds so silly. And the snow is coming down ever more, and we are running around and yelling. And one kid says, I think we have enough snow to play fox and geese. And fox and geese is a game that you play in the snow. We played it in our little softball diamond. And you walk a big circle, everybody one after the other, walk in a circle. And then you do a cross that circle. And then there's a place in the middle. That's home spot. And fox and geese means that one person is the fox. It's a kind of tag game. And the kids run around, the fox tries to catch them. When you get in the middle, you can stand there and nobody, the fox can't catch you because that's a free spot, but only one person can be there at the time. When you get in there and the person's there and the other person has to leave and back running around. And the fox is tagging these kids as they're running around. And the last person to be tagged, that person becomes the next fox. Oh, what fun it was. We've been waiting all fall because we've been playing Anti-I Over and Run Sheep Run and all those kinds of outdoor games, waiting for that we could play fox and geese. And then the snow accumulated enough and somebody said we ought to have a snowball fight. Well, a snowball fight in a country school was something to behold in a way. We had a rule, there are a number of rules, of engagement, as we would call